Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Vo vo vodeo.
Do I have to do that?
Vo vo vodeo.
Vo vo vodeo.
Okay, right. Bert, that was not bad for a first time, Bert, but we need more feeling, Bert. He's a very sensitive little
bird. Rubber ducky, joy of joys. Mm-hmm. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Mm-hmm. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true.
Okay, Bert, now really let her rip.
Rubber ducky.
Really let her rip. Come on.
Miss Bert. I gotta say, I mean, I'm sad that we're on a hiatus from Sister Rides. I promise you guys, we will be back. There is absolutely no way we're not coming back because we both need this for our own mental health to like continue with Sister Wives.
We'll be back.
We'll just, you know, blast through these and then we'll be done. And then we'll be back. But just so you guys know, if you guys want any extra content, I already have our audiobook set to publish, so that's on our Patreon. So hopefully no one gets mad at us. Those were already pre-set up, but those are dropping every Thursday, I think. And then we have Marriage Bootcamp over on our main feed. We're going to drop those Fridays from now on because we're going to update our advertised cast.
The strips are coming on Tuesday.
We got some old bangers.
You got a good wife. You got a good life. You gotta tell someone you got a good life.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault, kid. My God. But anyway, here we are. I'm excited though that we get to do this because I watched the first episode. I haven't seen the second one yet.
Ooh, okay.
The timing did work out pretty well. Okay. Well, the first episode, like I was watching it. I was kind of only half watching it, so I'm kind of going in almost fresh here. I'm going in like 2 days, no shower. But as I was watching it, I was like, God, I wish that there was some way that me and Jody could just do a recap of this, but there's no way to, unless someone suggested it for TRP, because some of this shit is wild. And then I saw on TikTok a spoiler on, which like, it was an instant spoiler. It just said like the thing that happened. And I was like, come on. But what happens in episode two is honestly shocking. I was like,
really?
Whoa. Don't tell me. Coming. I won't.
Okay. So I should not look into it.
Don't know.
Go in blind next week. A blind poop. Okay.
But it might come up on your TikTok now.
I'll make sure if I see anything, I'm gonna swipe.
Yeah, just say not interested. Oh yeah, or just swipe. That's fine too.
Okay. Okay.
But here we are. So the people that we know on this, do you want to go ahead and read the description? We're doing this exactly the way we do our Sister Wives episode. So it's a listen along.
So this is Seeking Sister Wife. It's on Discovery Plus. It's season 5. I can't believe that. In my mind, I truly was thinking, oh, this is season 2.
I thought it was season 4.
God. Season 5, episode 1. Trying to move past their breakup with Roberta. Miss Bert. The Murfolds dive back into dating. Nayla and Naeem reveal a big secret to Naeem's brother. The Davises navigate insecurities with their newest wife. The Sherwoods try an unusual approach to seeking. And the name of this episode, sorry, is Seeking Can Be a Shock. Right. TV 14. This is not PG, guys.
Oh, no. No. We are at... we're going to just skip the whole, like, coming up this season. So... we are at 1:44 and away. I probably should have charged my phone because I'm at like 30%, but let's see how this goes. 3, 2, 1, go. Whoops, didn't hit it.
Davis family on the robot. Colorado.
Okay, wait, I'm just going to stop really quickly. Do you remember I texted, I was watching this, what was it, like 2 weeks ago? And I texted you and I was like, you should watch this. You should watch Seeking Sister Wives because the Davis family is going to make you feel really good about yourself.
Oh, okay. Oh, and wait.
You're just going to feel really cute.
I see Ape, Woe, Nick, Danielle, the new one with the little Tyrannosaurus Rex arms, and Jennifer. And I forgot Jennifer was pregnant last time.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. They'll show flashbacks. Don't worry. But we get one of our favorite flashbacks in this that you forgot happened, but anyway, just wait.
Oh no.
Okay, we're going to break it down. But, they show a flashback and I was like, oh, I forgot that they got married last year. And that like the pregnant one's like her, like she wore just like she was like basically wearing a bra and
yes.
like chains.
Oh, I forgot.
And it was like so gross.
It looks like Danielle maybe has followed in the footsteps of Truly Brown with some transition lenses.
No, I think those are just like cute aviator hearts. She's cute.
Oh, that's nice. You put cute in front of aviator hearts. That was really nice of you.
I wear aviators. They're the only glasses that look good on my round.
I do too, but they're not transition
lenses. They're not heart and they're not hearts.
Ones. Yeah, no. Don't even compare yourself.
All oh, right. And Nick in this picture is wearing a black heart of the ocean a la Audi.
He is. It is an amulet. And he's holding a baby.
Yeah. And now look, just because like we're taking a break from the Browns, it doesn't mean that they're completely off limits. If something applies to Cody or Robin, we're going to
I'm gratuitously just doing even in places it doesn't fit because I'm in withdrawal.
So did you know that McKelty already put out a Patreon about Garrison's death?
No.
I feel like
talking
like,
about it.
Yeah.
I kind of don't like that she did that because I feel like if anyone's going to do it, it should be his immediate siblings. And I know probably shouldn't matter, but
right. And like,
too
it's
soon
up
for me.
It's that's the family. I guess they can do whatever they want, but it's not that cute that she's doing that. And it just, it tells me everything we thought we already knew about McKelty is that she
tacky.
Wants to be famous. She's, she loves being famous and on camera. So I just feel like I can sense in a lot of this. I rewatched Christine's wedding in the scene where all the girls are together and they're all like zipping up. Well, just the whole episode, you can tell that all the other girls are just like, Lord, bear me strength whenever McKelty's like, because McKelty's always trying to get like in camera and like pushing. And like Aspen, you can tell is just like counting her breaths, steady breaths. Like you
and
can
it
just
all came out
tell.
In that speech where she's like, yeah, I'm the one giving the speech. So.
Yeah, zip it.
Yeah, she's a different flavor of annoying than, let's say, an Aurora. Like, Aurora just doesn't know how annoying
it.
She is.
Yeah, she's almost so innocent and like broken.
Dumb. Yeah.
She's dumb.
And
Kelsey's
like, just
not dumb. She's like
unapologetically annoying.
Yeah. Unapologetically,
well,
the black
know.
Sheep. Yeah, I mean, and also, like, can you imagine being Aspen and like growing up a year apart from her?
She lived with her, didn't she?
Yeah. And they're like, I think that we're going to be friends. I think that we're going to be roommates like all through college and then probably past college. And then they move out after 1 year. Oh. And then Aspen's carrying all of McKelty's magazines down the stairs. And McKelty's like, I got the pillow.
McKelty's that friend that you become roommates. And it's the worst thing you ever did for your friendship because it's never going to be the same. You'll never be able to look at them and respect them the same way.
Yeah. There's very few friends I've ever lived with that I'm like still friends with. Nick is one of them. But like, but also we went into knowing each other as like as roommates because we were roommates in the music.
See, that's different.
So like,
yep.
it is totally different. I would never be roommates with you. I would never be roommates with my friend Jenny. I'd never be roommates with Justine. Anyone who's a friendship I really really value, like me and John, were never roommates. Although we kind of were. That's different. That's college though. But yeah, any friendship I value, I would never. Mm-hmm. I don't know why Aspen thought that would be a good idea. Yeah, let me immerse myself even further into her.
Right. Oh, maybe she thought she could change her, but no way.
Yeah,
okay.
No change.
We haven't even made it a full minute into this episode. And we've already gone back to Sister Wives. Okay. Stay focused.
See, guys, we're telling you, we're not getting away from Sister Wives. All right. A minute 52 seconds. Awesome golfers. Prairie dog play.
I'm Nick.
Ooh. I'm
I'm April. I'm Nick's first wife. I'm Jennifer. I'm Nick's second wife.
Oh, she's got some new braces, Georgie.
She's got adult braces. Yeah,
they've all had a glow down.
Yeah, yes, a glow down.
Let's say that.
Yeah. A brown down? No, okay. That
also,
was rude.
I want you to take a look at the couch they're sitting on because it's unapologetic. It's low to the ground.
Everyone knows
not
this
a pillow
couch.
In sight. Yeah.
It's the faux leather, vegan leather, dark brown on the arms and like the main frame. And then the cushions themselves are that deep brown kind of suede-y microfiber puffy couch. We've all seen it.
And it's not comfy. And it's just, it's an awkward angle for anyone. And like, so you kind of have to like sit with like your stomach out and like leaning forward.
Yeah,
you can't
why
really
are
sit
they
back
so...
on it. Bad
yeah,
couch.
Is it just not deep or everyone sat further back on it with a pillow on their lap and they're like, no, we can't do this. Everyone
like you all
scoot
look,
up.
We all see what you're doing. Yeah.
And exactly. You're all like, shit, I'm not wearing the right kind of shirt for no pillow on my lap. God damn it. Oh, right. This is a look.
Oh, am I supposed to say something?
Oh. What a report these guys.
I don't like this.
I know.
I'm physically uncomfortable. Oh,
yeah.
I don't like it.
Ace and Caitlin call, who's the first wife?
Apewell.
Mrs. Toad. They call the middle one, what's it called? Like Stockholm wife, I think.
Oh, okay.
And Danielle, they call the red M&M.
Oh,
which I think
she'd
so
be purple
perfect.
M&M, actually.
Mm.
She strikes me as a purple girl. No offense.
Oh,
she has purple energy.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I can see that. All right. And then Nick is just looking like more and more like,
God, what is... like
his eyes are almost vertical.
Amanda, there's no sex good enough that he could perform where you would be like dickmatized by him. That's impossible.
Enough to allow him to not be on any kind of certificate, insurance form, like share anything with
not
us.
Employed while
not
you
employed.
Are.
He reads Jordy.
He's very learned. Yes.
Yes.
He's
that
a
is
scholar.
Crazy. That is so crazy. Okay, here we go. We're at 220.
I'm Danielle. I'm Nick's third wife.
We've been to this toy store before, haven't we?
No, I don't think so. See if they got something Nikki approves of.
I'm interested to see
Nikki?
What we might find. Yeah. We're going to find Vera a toy, then I might pick something out for myself. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of things that have played into my affinity for a plural lifestyle. I used to grow up watching Three's Company, so I would see the way that man lived, and it never occurred to me that those weren't actually his wives. I just saw this man with all these women that seemed to care about him, and I'm like, yeah, that's great.
Well, they weren't his wives.
I'd like to live.
Danielle just did that thing that we forgot she did. When she turns and she just goes,
yeah. Also, Three's Company, they weren't his wives. That's why it never occurred to you, because they weren't.
And he was pretending
they
to be gay.
Twins.
You missed the whole, like, joke of the show, the whole plot, the elevator pitch of the show.
God, he's so dumb.
This couch is so low to the ground. Like, look how uncomfortable Apewo looks.
Yeah, and what season is it? Because Apewo has lace-up mid-calf boots, and then you look over to... purple on the end, and she's got strappy sandals, and Nick's got like big boy gym shoes on, like they got
and
colored
the laces,
laces.
Match my shirt.
Yeah, but he doesn't actually have to tie them, they're like loose enough where like they're just gonna slip on.
He slips
tough.
But also because he doesn't go anywhere during the day, so he doesn't really need, they're just there for show, really.
That's true.
They're
busy learning and reading.
Okay, we're at 256.
I want some women to care about me too, you know what I mean? So
and they're laughing. They're like, ha, 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 ha.
I would hate myself if I laughed this much at things that were not funny. He just says a sentence and they laugh.
Yeah, and all of their smiles are not reaching their eyes in any way.
Just ha, 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 ha. Seem like a great way to live your life.
I mean, the benefit of having a sister wife is like having a best friend. As much as I love Nick, and I truly do, there's some things that they understand better because we are all women. And so I think that's big.
What?
All right.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Do you look for anything special today?
Yes, we are.
We got a birthday girl here.
Her birthday's coming up, so we decided to come get her present.
Yeah. Like to pick out.
I will say that is a really cute baby.
Yeah, baby, like, is very really cute.
Yeah.
They're about to cut to Jan Brady here in the middle. And what has happened to her face? Okay, I'm not trying to be mean, but she looks drastically different.
They all, it's only been a year. They've all aged. It's like Robin. It's like being married to this guy has aged them. So they're both so depressed.
Like, I remember her being like very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Like she had like a very like interesting nose. Yeah, like her eyes moved or something. Something changed. Something shifted.
I went 334.
Well, to have a baby with Nick.
She's almost a year old.
Her name is Vera.
Vera or Vera?
There's the mothers to be.
Are they in a hotel room?
Yeah.
No, that did not look like a birthing room.
They're probably out of birthing room, but shocker that Nick decided to go with not a hospital birth, lest he be on any kind of legal documents or, you know, pay for things.
And yeah, she had a water birth. Like, I could see them, though, like renting a Holiday Inn Express that has the whirlpools in the room.
A whirlpool.
Right. Also, this one-year-old baby is not old enough for 99% of the toys in this toy store.
Yeah, like, go to Walmart and let her just kind of touch something and then buy her that.
Give her some empty boxes, right?
Yep.
Aww. Vera? She has a little headband like you. Aww.
Perfect choking hazard.
The fact that we can really raise her from the beginning together, you know, I think is really important. Vera calls me and Jennifer and Danielle all mom, and it's the best thing to see April and Danielle be a mother to Vera. Just to know that I can fully rely on another, like...
How much do you think that the people at the store have to disinfect all of the toys because people like them just let their baby walk around with one of the toys and then they don't buy it? Yeah.
Everything's mouthed. You got to bring everything home and disinfect it.
Yeah. And Gymboree, we had all those balls with like the holes in it and we had like 700 of them and we had to disinfect every single one after every fucking class.
Oh yeah. Like those ball pits, just
feces
central.
Gross.
Yeah.
All right. We're at 418.
Only loving parent to take care of Vera. I couldn't ask for more.
Look at these. Oh yeah. We got math games.
Oh, that's okay. Do Nick. A math, yeah, Nick. A single math.
Just open the book to any random page and let's see how you do.
Yeah, Nick needs this math.
Oh, math! Yeah, we gotta get our baby in math. Science next.
Or this picture matching.
Oh, that would be good.
Let's start with that for the 11-month-old.
Instead of math.
Math.
I feel like Nick has, like, as his shower curtain, like, the periodic table.
Oh, he totally does. Or, like, a world map.
Yeah.
That he's going to... Oh, yeah, he gets one of those things where he's going to put, like, a little pin every place that he's been.
Yeah.
But it's, like, Omaha and Nashville or something, you know?
Kind of stimulate the intellect a little bit. You know
oh, my
mean?
God. Shut
you
up.
Know,
what?
Work outside the home, so I'm a stay-at-home dad.
I mean, you gotta hand it to him.
Pulled the wool over their eyes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Wow.
He's not watching this baby. He's playing Call of Duty 24/7. Let's be real.
Yeah, get her that.
As far as me not having a job, they've always seemed to prefer my time to be spent in the activities that I find most enriching.
Yeah, that's how most couples are. I'd rather pay all the rent and you contribute absolutely nothing, but I prefer it that way.
Yeah. I mean, well, most people, when they go to work every day, they're like, you know what? I just find this really enriching. This is, yeah. I feel fulfilled when I come here every day. I want you to do the same thing in the comfort of your own home.
It's not Nick's fault that his interests are like reading and Call of Duty.
And
you know that, yeah, you know that he has like a Ring cam. And like, so like with the second he gets a notification, Call of Duty's off and he has like a science book and he just like puts his legs up.
Oh,
is it 3 o'clock already?
Or he tells him like he's really interested in the programming of the gaming.
Oh, yeah.
So stupid. What are they getting out of this?
Coding.
I don't get this. Are they really just dumb?
Also, I gotta say, I'd rather be at work than being a stay-at-home.
Oh, than
with
this guy? Yeah. Yeah. God, this poor baby.
Well, sing now, then, taking care of the baby. Sing.
We have enough people dedicated towards earning wages. We need more people here thinking and feeling and trying to really understand what this life experience is about.
That's what they need him for, to feel.
For a second. Daniel wants to look at some more toys.
And of course, now Danielle has moved in with us as well.
Oh, God, here's that date.
Hi, baby.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
I was dating Danielle for about 8 months, and so we decided to make it official. The four of us were married.
What is going on here? We had a very intimate wedding, local in Denver.
Did we mention on our episode that their cake looks like it's dusted in poo?
Yeah, it looks like it fell down in the parking lot that was recently blacktopped. Like they retarred it. Yeah.
And they just went 10-second roll on it.
Yeah. Oh, God, I forgot about Purple's.
All of this.
Her halter style wedding dress.
Yeah. And then, that Danielle like ordered like a Marilyn Monroe thing off of Amazon.com.
Yes, that's right. The junior section. Did we look it up? I think we did.
Well, I own this.
I think we found it.
I own that dress. I wore it because I was Marilyn Monroe for Halloween. And I got that because it was like on sale. It was like $15 or something. So I was like, yeah, sure. I had a blonde wig good enough.
Family there. I wouldn't change anything.
You guys decided to check out?
Yes.
Cool.
Shavera decided on this.
Yes.
Cool.
Vera decided on this. I'd be like, who the fuck is Vera?
Yes. Some people, if we're out in public, they'll look at us and try to figure it out.
No, they don't, because nobody gives a shit. And these employees are making like $13 an hour. So pay and get out.
Yeah, no one cares that much. Some, they're like, oh, that's probably the mom and dad or like a bunch of, and a couple or friends.
Like friends,
and they're
sisters,
just weirdos.
Aunts.
They're weirdos. No
yeah,
one cares.
They're weird. They're clearly weird.
All right. Rationalize
the association
between us, and so yeah, we have no problems letting them know that we're all together.
It's a lot of fun for having so many moms.
We don't usually have families with different structures. It seems like we usually have like the nuclear family.
I come from a big family too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I've got three siblings.
Really?
You got three moms also?
Hey, Nick, we get it. He's so much like Cody in that it's like, yeah, but I have three wives though. Three wives.
Yeah.
I do.
Just so he can say he has three wives.
Yeah.
There's no way this is lasting forever. I feel so bad for that little baby.
God. And
how
this person
confusing.
Who's taking care of them is like, okay, I don't, what do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Because the first girl greeted them when they came in, and now this person has taken over. So I feel like this girl's like, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm not going to be on this kind
not
of show.
Doing this,
nope.
No.
Adding more wives is part of our family vision.
I ideally would want at least four, maybe five different sister wives.
Why?
Well, it would take more time away from having to be with him one-on-one.
Potentially bringing someone into the house.
Yeah, then it's only like one day a week that you have to fuck him.
Oh, God.
Anyway, Danielle's not liking this. Someone ain't liking it.
Yeah, I don't like Ape Woe.
Old. It's kind of hard to picture like someone being with us that is compatible, like how we are with each other. And I'm so used to dating monogamous that honestly, like when you look at it, it's just such a big adjustment. I just don't know if I'm ready for that. So something I'm kind of working on.
Ooh, there's some tension in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the Sherwin. Sherwin. Ashley, it's Shane Ashley looks constipated.
And Shane.
What are you going to do with daddy tonight?
I watch movies. I'm going to have some dinner.
You going to have a daddy night?
Ew, I'm ew. Shane. Can we not I'm say Ashley. Daddy, please?
Yeah. So for anyone who's just listening to this, this is just a basic white couple, maybe 26. He's maybe 32.
They look normal in this little wedding photo of them walking down. They look cute. Normal.
Yeah, but there's a guy in the picture, so there's trouble brewing somewhere
she
there.
Calls him daddy.
Yeah.
And we're the Sherwins. We've been together for almost 3 years, married for 2 years, and talking about adding another partner into our family for, I would say, maybe 2.5 years.
I think that we both think that we're just not monogamous people.
I feel strongly that it's unfair to expect any one person to fulfill 100% of your needs. If it doesn't work for you, that's fine. If it's not what you want to do, that's fine. If you're a monogamous person, which the significant majority of our world is, that's fine. But for some people, it's just not the right fit.
I'm excited. We're going to get to spend some time together.
Do they look alike?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They look like they're not brother, sister, but they look like they're from like the same clan.
Like Madison and Caleb?
Yes. Yeah.
Gotcha. What was I gonna say? She's obviously way more attractive than he is, as it goes.
You think?
Yeah. He looks like
her eyebrows trouble me, and also, she's a purple girl. I see some long purple socks pulled up.
I do too.
That was them.
Ashley and I met through competitive axe throwing.
Okay. We actually got
to know each other through social media. So we made kind of a plan.
Okay, you know how you think you can do ballet? I feel like I could so easily do this.
Oh my God,
gotta,
wait.
Like, flick the wrist.
I made a list. I thought of something last night that I jotted down, that another thing that I knew that I can do. Oh, I know I can. Oh, okay. I got this. I mean, and also, obviously, we can both competitively axe throw. Like, clearly we can. Okay, so you
know, the weight we could put behind it, just the momentum
force?
Itself.
It like a little practice, like within a day, you and I got this down.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so things I know I can do. Number one, obviously, bring the heat in the pool. Two, ballerina. We're gonna see it in 420. Three, like a football kicker field goal, obviously.
Sure.
And I have a feeling you're gonna argue me on this one, but I know I can. Be close. A conductor, not the train kind, like the guy with the little stick.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't think you really need a conductor. You need a conductor for the beginning, and you need a conductor for the whoop.
Yeah, like close it up at the end. Like the rest, I'm just moving my arm in like a little like triangle-y.
Yeah. Most band practice is just the conductor going, look up, look up, look up, because no one's actually looking.
Yeah, like I was thinking the easiest slash hardest job would be like a high school band director or whatever, because like,
but you have to know how to play all the instruments, and
all these kids suck at it, and you're like, your ears are subjected to like,
it's that TikTok video of the Home Alone song.
Yeah. Right. But other than that, you just stand up there. Like if you're a professional conductor with professional symphony or whatever, they all know what they're doing. You just get up there and
you need it for when the time changes. Like if it goes from like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. That's all you need to know.
Are you really watching them, or like, do you have the rhythm
down?
You'll
look up for that, because it'll like, they'll be like, but that's really all you need it for. You don't need it for the whole duration of the song.
Yeah, I think we're fine. Like, I know I can do that.
And a lot of it is just acting, like looking like, oh.
Yeah, oh, like no, if a conductor went down, like went down behind the stage or whatever, right? And they needed someone to like Weekend at Bernie's it, put me in, coach. I got this. Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, just you really just need, like, in for actors, they'll like, if you're on stage, there'll be like a TV at the back that you can look at with the conductor, like that you can see the conductor like up there.
Oh yeah,
literally just for like the downbeat.
Okay.
And then you don't look over there anymore.
After a while, like I bet you're pretty good at it. Like you could get that timing down if you didn't happen to look at the screen. You're gonna be fine.
Yeah, because the orchestra has to follow you ultimately. You're the actor and you're more important, really. All right.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm kidding. 8:33, axe throwing. You better add axe throwing to that list, Joel.
All of us can axe throw. Yeah. Come on.
To meet up at an axe throwing tournament. What were the first words that I told you when I saw you in person?
You're so much hotter in real life.
And she was.
This guy's working on a little Robin-esque herpy on the
bottom. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
This angel.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. It's hot in here.
Why is she doing her blush with like an eyeshadow brush?
I don't know. This is weird.
When we know we want something or like something, we definitely are fast trackers. We kind of really officially started dating in September of 20. Married in September of 21, pregnant in October of 21. And here we are. You know, we have a wonderful, you know, 1-year-old son. We have another on the way.
Oh, God.
I am currently 6 months pregnant. Dating while you're pregnant is like, you're doing what? It's very taboo.
I'm hoping for someone who can come into our family as another mom for the boys, as another confidant, just someone to kind of grow our love that we have for our family and for each other.
Somebody who's driven, doesn't have to be with a career, but just have some kind of goals.
I would say the only hard line or rule is that she's accepting of our children. She
so a nanny.
Has to be open to having Shane's biological child. That's an important thing for us to kind of feel like it's something that's a piece of all of us. All right, what am I wearing?
Ew, their bedroom is so depressing, Amanda. I can't.
That depressing. It's just all like wood from like the 80s.
Ew, and like the old
dark
blanky.
Brown. It's small
like
too.
Any of this. And her eyebrows trouble me. Her eyebrows scream like she has some sort of like emotional imbalance.
Okay.
When you pluck your eyebrows like that at this day
she's
and
got
age.
An enormous bruise on her elbow, the inner elbow.
Well, look at that bed. It's like a 4-poster bed.
Yeah,
you know how many times I would run into
just
that thing
now
in the middle of the night trying to go pee, just
Find something cute.
So our process right now is that I get to know the woman before I introduce her to Shane. I don't want to say like I prioritize my relationship with her over Shane's, but I don't want to waste Shane's time. So I've been seeing Grace at this point for about a month.
How about that one blacktop with flowers?
Oh, Grace is a funny story.
I bet it is. I can't wait.
Is the hair and makeup artist that I selected for our wedding. And after the wedding, that was that. Never talked to or heard from her again until we matched on a dating app.
That is not her.
A month or two ago.
Yeah, that's definitely not what she's going to look like when we see her later, I feel.
And did you see? Because her eyebrows are different. Those eyebrows are photoshopped.
Oh, that was her? Like, yes, that was this girl.
Yes.
Oh, I thought they were saying that was a... The girl that she's going on a date with. Oh, that,
no,
that is not. That was not her babe.
Yeah,
I might as well have been a picture.
No.
Right.
That'll make everything look good.
Yeah, sounds good.
Perfect. Going by what Ashley's telling me about Grace, I mean, I can obviously see that they're having these deep, really intellectual conversations, really about how this dynamic could work and kind of kids in the future. So I'm actually, I'm really excited to meet her.
I'm sure you are.
I'm always open to exploring things. Bringing in another partner is definitely something that will make Shane happy. I mean, maybe the right person will come along tomorrow. Maybe the right person is Grace.
Oh, I thought I just said ew. Like, ew and me. I'm like, yeah, this is ew.
They're going bowling.
This does not seem appealing. Okay.
Nope.
Amanda, you're more... You like to taste the rainbow. You're a little bit more adventurous in relationships and stuff.
Okay.
Like, I feel like you would be, if it were the right people, like, open to, like, a threesome or women or whatever,
yeah, you
right?
think that, and I've like, thought about it. I just don't think I could. I think I don't think I could take myself seriously enough, and I think I would very much leave my body and be, like, watching myself in it, and I wouldn't be able to actually be in the moment. There's no way. I'm too cynical.
Well, okay, let's say if you were on an upswing and you're like, okay, I could like try this out. Would it be with a married couple with 1.5 children? Like the woman is 8 months pregnant and they have a little toddler running around. Would you be like, ooh, this is hot. This is gonna be great.
Me and Joan talked about this on our Pod in the City, Sex in the City episode. Check us out. There was a Three's a Crowd was the episode we just did, and it was about threesomes. And, like, it's discussed in there that it's a better thing to just be the person that, like, goes in as, like, the guest of honor instead of, like, being in the couple. So I guess I would rather do that. Yeah. But I don't even think I would do that. Because I feel like the second I leave, they're going to get in a huge fight.
Yeah. I just, like, you're going into their home that's already been established. They got their baby and their dog.
I feel like it would turn out like the last episode of Y'all. Do you remember, or not in a season three of Y'all. Do you remember that? Like, they get the next door neighbors, like, come over and, like, they're going to have, like, an orgy. Then, like, something happens.
Was there a fire or something?
No, there's not a fire, but, like,
Love dies.
I think, you know what? Love and Joe leave the room because she gets jealous, and then they start screaming at each other, and then they, like, scream, like, oh, well, that's why I killed so-and-so, and then the other couple hears, and then they obviously murder them.
Okay. Obviously.
Or no, actually, I think the couple survives. Anyway, that doesn't matter. Let's do this. We're bowling.
Okay.
Hey. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Nice.
I was gonna say the same thing.
Oh wait, maybe that was her in the photo. I can't tell.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Oh, I think it was her in the photo. Now that I see the brows. Yeah, that was her.
Nothing like daytime bowling in an empty entertainment.
While you're pregnant, let me loft this 9-pound ball that's the same size of the baby in my belly down the thing. So are these two, are they doing it?
Yeah, that's
okay. My name is Grace. Ashley and I have been on a few dates, and it's been really wonderful allowing that friendship to form.
I don't, these are all little fingers.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, well, we'll go with 8 and see what happens. I'm just going to hold my fingers. Some good stuff. I don't know that I have a real defined answer to what interests me about polygamy, other than I'm open to connections no matter where they come from. Is there a start button?
I definitely have no idea how any of this works. So this
my
is
my game.
I'm just gonna go with classic. This is
I think what I like about most as far as my connection with Grace is really just that the connection. Like, we have a lot of good communication. I would almost call it emotional intimacy or mental intimacy, because we're on the same page, but we have these really deep conversations.
Oh god. That's not, nope.
All right. Oh, well. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm way over this now.
Okay, we get it.
I don't like this.
You're feeling it. You should put bets on this.
So how does it feel with the belly?
I feel it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It doesn't feel any different dating someone who's pregnant. It's just kind of something that female bodies are able to do. It doesn't feel like, oh my gosh, they're like a pariah or anything like that. It just feels like,
well, she's not a pariah, but
yeah, no one asked
with someone else's baby.
Like, that's kind of strange that you even brought that word up.
Like, almost like you thought of it before. Yeah, that's quite a stretch, though, from, like, not typical to pariah. Like, there is a gray area in between. Right.
Ever skydive? I have not, and no, I like living, thanks. But you don't have to die. I mean, like, everything else I would do. I mean, I've done zip lining. I do the aerials. Like, there is one of those, like, indoor skydiving places.
Yeah, see, I want to do that.
Okay, good, perfect.
I very much want to do that.
So when the baby's no longer inside me.
Fair.
Pretty sure they won't let me do it before then. Hello? Good. I'm coming home soon. Oh, okay, bye. All right, well, it's looking like I need to get home and relieve Shane. He's with the baby all morning.
Yeah.
So. Oh, all morning? So what is it, noon?
I know.
We're bowling at high noon. Oh god, this just gets worse and worse.
He's been babysitting.
Even if you were like, "Hey Jody, you know it'd be fun. Let's go bowling at like I don't know, like 11:30." I'd be like, "Oh god, are you?"
Well, I would assume that there'd be like a pitcher of mimosas or something. Like, there's got to be something else that's bringing me there.
No, it's like, I mean, the lights are on at this bowling alley. It's
yeah.
Like, Well,
it's so exactly. It's high noon. We're at 13:37.
Okay. I really want Shane to meet Grace. I want him to see what I'm seeing in her and hope that he sees the same. He's also a really good judge of character. All right, we had a fabulous time.
Awkward.
Oh,
I don't like it.
No, I just leaned in.
Oh, this is
so
awkward.
We are not the typical girl family. I am bisexual.
So this isn't even seeking sister wives. Like this is moot. This is just seeking a third person for our throuple.
Right. Yeah, this isn't a sister wife. This is just a triad.
But I wonder if they're having more and more trouble finding like actual religious sister wife people because of the Browns.
Oh yeah.
Like I wonder if people are like, fuck, like the real ones don't want to go on TV, and then like other people that have been thinking about it are like, that clearly doesn't work.
Yeah, so. And they probably hate that couples like this. Listen, like there's nothing wrong with this if this is what you want to do. I don't care if there's 10 people in your bedroom. Fuck. I don't care. More power to you. But to the point, this is why Mary Brown was like, "Oh, we don't go weird," right? Like they don't want people thinking that they're all hooking up. Whatever this makes me, whatever. But like, it does creep me out a little bit that she's pregnant and they're like having their first sexual encounters while she's growing up a baby in there. He put it.
Daddy
in
put a baby in the belly. Oh, all right, we're at 14:05. This guy doesn't seem that thrilled about this, to be honest. Actually.
Well, I mean, now I'm seeing what you're saying. Like, they're better looking than he is. Like, he's got to feel like the odd one out.
Yeah, he's like, I guess, what do they need him for?
Oof.
Yeah. All right, 14:05.
What a fabulous time. Me too. What are we going to do next? When am I going to see you again? When our schedules align, for sure. Instead of searching for a partner, I'm actually doing the searching for a partner for me.
There you are. I thought it was me. All right, I'm out.
Bye. Drive safe. Let me know when you get home.
Thanks. The banter with all of these families is unmatched.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you again. We went bowling this time. How are we gonna top this?
Like what? Okay, mini golfing. That's the only lateral move on that.
Yep, that's in the same family as axe throwing, bowling. Yeah, mini golf. What would be another one? Ooh, like they're really into
go-karting.
Oh, I like that. Or like, I was going to say like escape rooms. Like they have like a group they get together with. Yeah, I would too. But I feel like they belong to like a group that does them all the time.
I feel like you would kill me in an escape room because I would just be like fucking around the whole time. And you would be like, we need to do this.
You'd be opening and closing flaps. Just like boom, boom, open, close. I think I found something, you guys. But it's like three steps ahead of where we are, so it doesn't make sense at the time to do that one.
It's completely fucking around.
I'd be like, follow the rules. We're never going to get out of here. Oh, God.
All right, we're at 14:26.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Go ahead.
We need to find her wife too.
All right. Oh. 15:04. We're at the Murrowfield family.
Oh, I just got goosebumps. I'm so excited. Okay.
Okay.
Upbeat country music is playing. The captions say.
Okay.
Garrick. Oh, that's right there. Our new house.
Okay. You guys ready to do this again?
Time to get going.
Okay. We're in the Merrifields, and we have been practicing polygamy now for...
She's getting way more and more Jean Chrétien as the seasons go on. Like, with the mouth. Jean Chrétien, the Prime Minister of Canada, he had a stroke. Oh. And, like, his mouth just was like this. And she had that in the first season, but it's veering more and more, like, sideways.
She looks good, I gotta say. She looks really
good. Yeah, but what is that, though? Like, has she had that checked out? That's a neuro thing.
I'll keep my eye on it.
All right, you keep your eye on it. Yeah. We're at 15:24.
5 years. Travel box?
Yeah. That's a bigger ranch, huh?
Yeah.
I think polygamy is something different to everybody when you ask.
Here's our first clue
really
that Garrick
is getting worse.
Yeah, no, it really is. But wow. Your first clue that Garrick's a psycho is that in their wedding picture, he's like, he has her like kind of dipped down and they're look and his eyes are fully open.
Oof.
Like where
and he's got her dipped too far, where it's like aggressively far, where you'd be like, whoa, 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 oh my God, I'm scared.
But like their mouths are like pretty much touching, but his eyes are just like open. Senpaku scared. Open. All right. Yeah, see her mouth? It's like really gotten worse. 50 and 35.
Having sisters and best friends around, and it doesn't happen in a monogamous relationship.
But to begin with, we really did not have any idea that this is the lifestyle we would be living. God had plans for us.
Yeah. I think we just thought it was wrong and evil because that's how we were raised.
At first, yeah.
Yeah. But we searched the scriptures for years and finally came to a conclusion. We're like, we can't
say finally
it's
found
wrong.
A line that I could manipulate her into thinking it's what God wants.
I searched and searched and I finally found a loophole in there.
Exactly.
1604.
It's a reflection of Jesus and his church because a lot of the scriptures, the terms where it says he fills you with the Holy Ghost.
Okay, yeah, name them. Name
them. Name them.
Name them.
Name them.
Name them. 1609.
It's actually a sexual term.
Oh, here we go, Jody.
It actually means like sperm going into like intimacy that way. And even scientifically, we found that, when a man and a woman become one and his sperm goes in the woman, that his DNA becomes part of her. It actually goes into her brain and she becomes one with him. But yet the woman can't transfer her DNA back to the man. So it like showed the proof of how Christ is with his church. Like he transfers to us, we don't transfer to him. So for us, it's a beautiful thing when it's done right.
So let's break that down. See,
Danielle,
she's like, oh my God.
How are you sitting through this right now?
Like mortifying. Also, though, how much is this in parallel with when you kiss someone, your hormones?
Yep. I was just going to say
these men are learning all the
same
shit.
Shit. Yeah.
And the fact that the man can transfer things, but the woman can't because she's just a woman. She's just a stupid little woman.
I'd be like, but I can transfer your DNA out of me when I bear a child, which you can't do. So technically I am giving to you through Christ, this little baby boy. God, Danielle, sitting through this garbage.
Danielle, like, oh my gosh. She has to just go to a happy place, I think, during this. The second he starts a story, she's like, I just need to, I'm not here.
We started seeking in February.
We get a little trip down memory lane, shall we?
2018. And then in October of that year, we met Roberta.
Connected with Roberta to begin with, just talking online.
Oh. Once we knew that she was supposed to be a part of our family, Garrick and I got divorced to bring Roberta to the U.S. with a fiancé visa.
Do you believe that your marriage is
I forgot that they got divorced, dude.
Yes. Wow. It was hard for me, because we went through a lot of struggles and considered actually, truly divorcing a few times throughout our marriage.
Oh, like you did?
I think that, I had to kind of separate those feelings and emotions and realize,
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We're not in that same spot we were.
I think looking back at some things, you know, there was definitely some red flags that came up.
Oh, yeah?
Roberta said to me one time that she hoped it was just me and her as sister wives, just the two of us, that there wouldn't be anybody else. And when we tried dating someone else,
I forgot about that
woman.
They didn't have to get intimate, have a date.
No, there was no intimacy.
No kisses, friends.
Ooh, Roberta's smart because that was a perfect way out of this. It's like, I'll just say that I'm jealous of that other woman and I can't get past it. Brilliant. Yep. She got her adult braces. She got her new boyoyoings. That's all she needed. 1811.
I think that made me more apprehensive, like if she really wanted it or not. Other family members were skeptical maybe, but that's one of the things that we've really prayed about.
Mm. Roberta talked about getting a plane ticket at all. When she's planning on coming or not. She wants to get her mom to her diabetes appointment, blood pressure appointment before she leaves.
Like, is she really committed to coming out here?
We were very concerned. So I was like, we have to make this happen. We need Roberta to, you know, make a decision, move forward. She's been prolonging coming here and she's going to lose her visa.
Please don't let anything stop you. You're going on the plane.
Then she broke her heart.
Tony.
Go.
Oh, good thing. I don't understand. She said she was my sister.
Roberta didn't come to America.
I forgot. I had forgotten about that.
I totally forgot. Her Nancy Kerrigan. Why?
She was my sister! And her mouth during that, too. It's like the whole conversation is coming out of the side.
Off to the side. Oh, my. I don't think I've ever cried that hard, ever.
I don't think I did. I mean,
she lied! She lied! Yeah, but you also didn't see the signs. Like, the writing was on the wall when they were banging on the bathroom floor while you were in the other room getting like your water pick. Remember, they're like, why don't you go next door and come right back? Ugh. And she climbed into those spermy sheets right.
And he just did
boned.
Like a two pump and dump and Bert, like probably from behind. Ugh. Gross.
I don't think Roberto will come back in our lives. I mean, it would be like somebody you're raising from the dead.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah. I forgot my dad made this.
That's sweet of him.
That's weird that her dad, why was her dad so excited? Remember in that cry fest, she's like, my dad just really wanted to hang out with her. Like, her dad was really excited about Bert too.
Yeah, remember.
Which I didn't
when,
love.
Yeah, her parents loved Bert. Now, this is a photo pillow.
Yeah.
Of, is it Bert, Garrick, and Danielle?
And Garrick's dressed in his cowboy gear.
Oh, his little cowboy outfit.
His little cowboy outfit.
It's like Toy Story.
Yeah. Oh. 1945.
Yeah, he's going to give it to her when she came, wasn't he? When she got here.
Yeah, I'd be like, give it thanks. Yep. What am I going to do with her?
She didn't come. I was depressed. I went through it. But I think my pastor really encouraged me. He just flat out said, Garrick, quit crying over spilt milk.
Yeah, Garrick, shut the fuck up.
Oh, my gosh. That was all the stuff we got for when we were going to pick her up at the airport.
Yeah, at the airport.
God.
Welcome to America, Flex. Well, it's nice to get rid of all this.
Yeah.
Move forward.
I think we were both kind of on different pages.
They were going to go to the airport with just a bunch of Brazil and American flags. I'd be mortified.
Guess we have to get rid of them now.
Yeah. This is like just a step below a Swelu doing the
hey. I love those
a cameo from him.
Oh, I did. Yeah, what do they call
pretty
it? Haku or whatever. I love it. I love the guys getting all like, ha!
Would you want him doing it if you're at the airport?
Yeah, like a whole group of them. Maybe not a solo, but if there was like a group performance.
To no music. Well, I guess they don't really do it to music necessarily. But yeah, if there was a group of them, sure.
Because they're hot. And they have like muscles and stuff. Yeah.
But he just did it by himself. Like, it just came out of nowhere. She was so mortified. 2016.
A little bit at first. Garrick wanted to just dive back into dating right away. And I was like, maybe I should wait a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so
God's sperm, what
we started dating again. Yeah. And we ended up meeting a girl named Natalia.
Oh, weird. Amanda, oh, weird.
I feel like she must be from America, right?
Yeah, she
has a job.
Like, really wholesome. She's into like this family atmosphere. Weird. She kind of has some
legal resident 401k for sure. Not that I have a 401k, but
yeah,
she couldn't want anything boobs. From them possibly other than love
and children.
There's nothing,
a sister.
Nothing, yeah, nothing else they could give her.
No.
Also, it looks like an appropriate age too.
Oh, okay. So are they going to tell us her age? I'm guessing she's...
I don't know. I'm guessing 23.
Yeah, I was going to say 24 tops. I don't know because even my eyes are just staring directly at her.
Yeah. Boing, boing, boing. I'm at 20, 36.
She's a beautiful girl.
She's looking younger in that picture.
She's only 26.
26.
Okay. A little younger, Garrick. You're like 45.
45.
Ew.
Sweet. She's very intelligent and smart also.
Yeah, she can speak English.
So we've been talking to Natalia about 4.5 months. I'd say about 2 months it started getting serious where we thought, well, there's something special here.
Oh my god, you're dumb.
To meet Sam.
Yeah, Samantha should be here any minute too.
Okay.
I'm gonna break the news to her about Natalia. So we have been holding off on telling Sam and Samantha about dating Natalia. It is kind of fresh still, everything that happened with Roberta, and I'm sure they're going to be a little apprehensive.
They'll be nice and feisty, I'm sure.
He always is. They both are. Samantha, too.
Well, a little bit. He's, like, spunky, sassy, feisty. She's just a little bubbly.
Yeah, he's ew. Like your girlfriend, I tell you that.
Oh, jeez. I know.
You know...
Ew, is this, like, their form of flirting?
Oh. And I hate when couples like pretend like look at this banter we have. They're both wearing like matching shirts and like he's wearing like a hat. I think it's for his company and it's like
yeah,
you're not gaining business from this, I promise. 2137.
I think Garrick and I usually are kind of on the same page, I think, for the most part. But you know, of course there comes these fears and worries that are we rushing it? Are we moving too fast?
Yes.
But then sometimes those fears and worries can hinder you at the same time, you know? So I don't know. There's a lot of questions and yeah.
Well, it sounds like you should go for it then.
Yeah. It sounds like your life will be better for this.
Yeah, definitely follow through on it. Mm-hmm. Salahuddin family.
Salahuddin family. I feel like this is like okay family because they actually are doing it for religious reasons.
Okay.
Maybe, I think. I remember them praying.
What time do you start?
I feel like this is so clearly an Airbnb house. That like was rented by
yeah, and these are not real groceries because they're all in the paper bags with like a baguette coming out and carrots with leaves.
Carrots, leaves, you know.
Probably in about another hour, half hour to know. I'll wash all the fruit and whatever.
Eggplant.
Such a shame.
I'm Naeem.
I'm Naima.
And we're in Salahuddin's.
I gotta get more agave. That's what I didn't get.
We've been married for 15 years. We're a plural family, and we're looking for our next sister wife.
I think we should pray before we actually start.
Well, are you a plural family, or are you a plural family the way Robin was a plural family when she was married to Preston?
There's a lot of plural polygamous families that
I've seen it. White.
Yeah, so many times. It's like destiny, you know.
We were only married 9 years, so we didn't have time to get a second wife. But I live polygamy technically.
Yeah, what time is it?
Yeah, it's about time to pray.
Growing up, we were raised as Muslims.
I just grabbed my garment. We do all the traditional pillars of Islam. We fast during Ramadan. We pray.
You ready?
Sure thing.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Polygamy is part of Islam. We didn't come to this lifestyle because of our religion, but it made it easier for us.
Seeing polygamy practice in Islam gave me exposure to what it is.
This looks like the set of the Natalia Grace interview with the dad.
You're so
right. I think
right.
This is the exact same set.
Oh my God.
Was that on Discovery?
Was it? Or was it on Hulu? No, I feel like it was.
No, because I watched it on TV. If it was, then this was almost definitely the exact same set. Natalia speaks,
I could
see right?
That. Yes.
Okay, let's see.
And I'm still surprised we haven't heard more information about that, like with the adoptive family.
I think there's going to be a third season. Oh, no, it was on Max. Okay.
Let's okay. Wow. Well,
it's still the same set.
I mean, it's still otherwise. Airbnb.
Yeah, 23-25. And they're praying.
Islam, every woman deserves a husband, and there may not be enough men to fulfill that need. So if there are women who do not have a husband and she needs to be supported, her children need a father, then it comes into that aspect of the building and the keeping the family units together. All right, we got to get a move on it.
Give me a second, woman.
We really don't have a lot of seconds. We got your mom coming.
All right.
You ready?
You ready?
Okay. Our future sister wife doesn't have to be Muslim. No, but she has to have a belief in something. She has to be spiritual. She has to be open and honest. She doesn't have to be the most beautiful woman in the world. She has to be beautiful in the inside.
It's like I prefer her actually to not be beautiful.
You obviously don't want the second wife to be prettier than you. Obviously.
Oh, God, no.
I would definitely want an Uggo in there. 24-12.
Well, I would
be the Uggo. She has to be beautiful on the inside.
Okay, Jesus, how much watermelon are you eating?
I know, right? Aren't I cute?
Do they have one on the floor, too?
I was just going to say, at least they're on the counter.
Whatever. We've only been practicing polygamy for 2 years.
Whose idea was it to start practicing this lifestyle?
Ding, ding, ding. You got it, girl. It was definitely my idea. We were married monogamously. Marriage was great, but I noticed something about my husband. Mine thrives on love and support. The more that I give to him, the greater he becomes.
Oh, so this is how he spun it. Gotcha.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what did he tell her to make her think it's her idea?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
The same thing for him.
Yes. Oh, they're just raw dogging right into that watermelon. They just cut it in half and they're spooning it.
Scoop it in with a spoon.
Why not?
Initially, it was about him and just seeing him thrive. But for me, polygamy is building family. I'm used to a house full of people. I love family.
She's just cutting right on that countertop. So this has got to be an Airbnb because you're not treating your own house like this.
Right. Also, those carpets were brand spanking new when they were like putting their faces down in there. He's just blending up a whole bunch of watermelon. Does that turn into juice? I guess it would, huh?
If you're juicing it, maybe. I feel like it would separate immediately. Like you're blending that and it's just going to like
water and then like the gunk at the top.
Yeah.
We're currently dating someone. Her name is Keisha.
Oh, yeah, she looks spiritual for sure.
She does. Yeah, she really does. It looks like she can give him a lot of love and support in a black leather bustier, reclined on a bed with a pillow underneath her.
Lives in Georgia. I met Keisha online.
Oh, there's another sexy picture where she's in the bathroom.
A public bathroom. What does that sign say?
A public bathroom. It says employees must wash hands before returning to the
floor. You know what, though? I know I get my best photos in a public bathroom. That's where I shine.
Also, she couldn't have rotated, like, 5 degrees over so that that right. sign wasn't in the picture. And then maybe yeah, it looks like she's at least in her own bathroom.
Cover it. Well, she probably couldn't turn the camera itself because it would get the toilet. So she was like one or the other, you know? Something's got to
right,
give.
The lighting right here is exactly perfect.
Yep.
It just kind of all gel. Like the conversations are good.
Yeah,
we have a lot of commonalities. Mm-hmm. We're all in the same age group.
She seems like a very interesting person. She seems like she's
she sure
a,
does.
Got a good head on her.
I want to know more.
Like, well, we're talking every day.
We all speak on the phone together. So everything is going great.
Ew. Amanda. Do you want to talk on the phone?
No, anyone? No, and definitely not with two people at the same time. I would like, I would spin out. Too much stimulation.
What are we doing? Oh,
okay.
And now I got to drink a watermelon smoothie? Question mark. Why don't you just eat it
out of a teeny little jar?
Yeah, you're blending it. This makes no sense. He thinks he's doing something here, and he's not.
She's someone special who could be the sister wife for us.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, you want a room?
Yeah, I'm on the 35th floor.
Because we feel so strongly that Keisha's the right one, we want to take advantage of her visit to introduce her to our family. So tonight my mother-in-law is coming over we're going to break the news that we have found a potential sister wife.
Godzilla is coming. Godzilla is coming.
I am not looking forward to the visit because I know that she is totally against it.
All right, so what are your immediate thoughts after hanging out?
Oh, good. We'll bring her in.
Yeah. Always a good sign when your husband's reaction to your mom coming over is Godzilla's coming. Godzilla's
coming. His own mom. His own mom he's calling Godzilla.
Well, that's better than calling her mom Godzilla.
But why are you doing this to this poor woman? She's coming in to meet, like... She's coming in to meet you, and you're going to bring your mother-in-law, who you already know is going to hate this idea.
Uh-huh. He's going to be like...
That's awful.
Way against it.
The reaction from...
No, I don't worry about anything. I already told you, I don't be worrying about what people think.
I just don't think she's going to be on board with it. So, I think it's going to be a hot mess on a cool day.
There's nothing new to report.
All right, go ahead. All right, we're at 2708. We're back with Ashley and Shane.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's just the dishes.
Thank you.
God, how many dishes do they have? Good. Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, and also so he made sure to be like, I just did the dishes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, can...
Yeah. God, you and I both the slow clap at the same time.
I think our minds just work in tandem now.
You rinsed your plate and put it in the dishwasher. Like, she's supposed to be like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing the bare minimum.
Yes. 27:25.
God, I hate men. Ashley is home from her date with Grace, and I'm looking forward to hearing how it went.
There are definitely benefits that I see having a sister wife. You know, I think that everybody in some capacity in their relationship have tiffs or little fights. And, I don't have many friends that can be sounding boards for me about Ashley. So having somebody else that knows Ashley in that capacity and like maybe can nudge her and be like, I know Shane's really sorry, you know, X, Y, Z. It might just.
So he wants her here clearly as a buffer just between him and Ashley.
Yeah, he wants a marriage counselor. He wants a friend that he can talk to bitch about Ashley.
Yeah. It's also a good sign when the couple, without even being asked, is like, yeah, we get in fights all the time. Everyone fights. I mean, it's normal for a couple to fight.
Right? Yeah, like when we have like tiffs and stuff, and I just want to be like, oh my gosh, she's crazy. Oh,
can't stand her. Yeah. 2753.
Smooth things over. And then, you know, if something were to happen to me, that would just put my mind at ease to know that she had somebody that cared for her as much as I care for her.
There's nothing new to report.
Come on, there's got to be
like,
something.
Well, with that logic, every single relationship should be like a throuple, a quadruplet.
Uh-huh.
Because anything could happen to anyone any day.
Right. You know, I just realized Love is Blind reunion's on tonight. 7 p.m., baby.
Oh, I can't wait. Okay.
2806.
It's been like 5 dates now.
I know, but it's like
the
same.
Dates.
Getting more flirty or?
Not really, no.
my journey as far as like my exposure with my bisexuality is fairly limited. My family is very conservative and traditional.
Actually, when I met Greg over here, suddenly I was like, ew, Shane. Men.
Ugh, yeah.
Shane. Sorry, he looks like a Greg.
He does. Well, he also kind of looks like a Shane.
Man marries woman, and that's the end. Goodbye. So dating women wasn't even something that was on my table. I became accepting of my own interest in women January of 2021. And my first physical encounter with a woman was January of 23. And I think that time gap there is a lot of just kind of continuing to explore what does this mean for my heterosexual relationship with my husband.
Did you feel anything? Like, are you sexually attracted to her?
She's gorgeous. Am I sexually attracted to her? I don't know yet.
My initial gut feelings when Ashley told me that she might be bisexual
was, yeah, fuck yeah.
Well, it's kind of, and maybe this sounds naive, and I'm not trying to say this like in a judgmental way, but it's strange to me that like she can pinpoint the exact month and year that she was like,
yeah,
I'm bisexual.
And then the exact month and year that like it happened.
Yeah. January 2021.
I can tell you the month that I lost my virginity.
Yeah. I don't know. No idea. I'd have to like think about a year. Definitely not a month.
I can do this year.
Was this like a post-COVID thing, you think?
Maybe that's why she knows all the dates so well, because like she was so stir crazy that all these feelings came up. 2901.
You know, hoping to explore more of it, you know, with women. If Ashley did start to pull away from me, I would be jealous or have envy. But I think it's just going to be something we would have to work through.
I think a lot of jealousy, too, can stem from dishonesty. The number one rule all the time for us is communication before any sort of encounter, before any sort of conversation.
Groundbreaking. Wow. You've got it. You've got the nail on the head here. You know exactly. She's like, we've thought of something no one else has.
Yeah, we just have to, communication is really key in this. But even if you're honest, he can still be jealous. It's not about dishonesty. If you tell him, oh yeah, she met the baby tonight. And by meeting the baby, I mean face to face. I think he's going to be a little jealous.
Yeah,
right. Like,
ew.
That makes no sense.
She tasted the baby.
Oh!
Well, I've been podcasting with John too much. He goes so far out of even my comfort zone.
Yeah, but the other weird thing is that all of a sudden it'll be John's movie corner and he's like got a heart on for fucking Kung Fu Panda.
But like, then
he's coming like, up with all these hot takes and all these like things that I'm laughing and like, oh my god, gasping about. And then also he's like, you guys, Kung Fu Panda 4, I thought it was going to be better than 3, but it's really not. I was disappointed.
I know, he's an anomaly. And then we're talking about the Sex and the City. I'm like, okay, so now Samantha's at yoga and like the instructor's there, and he's like yeah, this is when she's really like in her like deepest dick piggery. Just like dick pig, like I'm a dick pig.
Like she's like super.
I'm a pig for dick. Yeah. He's teaching me so much. It's like I'm you now, and he's me. At a heightened level.
Okay. Yeah, the Kung Fu Panda.
He's teaching me disgusting words. 29, 22.
During the encounter, during the conversation, like we're always checking in with each other, and it's not me gallivanting around with other women off on my own. It's exploring it together. There's nothing to be jealous of if you know what's going on.
I disagree.
We kissed goodbye at the end, like the other night.
That's I told you I was making out with her. I don't know why you're jealous. Like I told you I was talking to other. That'd be just like if a guy was saying that. Well, I told you I was going on a date with her.
Yeah, most other guys would lie.
Yep.
2940.
Lips or cheek or like was it?
On lips.
Was it a butt out hug or what was it?
It was just like a normal like go in goodbye kiss, like what I just gave you when I walked in.
Feel like 5 dates, there should definitely be some kind of flirting.
Well, that's the other part. Like I've never dated a woman, so I guess it does just go differently. Like,
I don't know. This is kind of, you know, why we're doing this, right?
Right.
So when Ashley, you know, first told me about her bisexuality, I was kind of thinking back to a girlfriend I had all through college.
I don't even think it sounds like she's planning on him and the girl dating.
Yeah.
I feel like this is, so for shouldn't her. We just be on Seeking Brother Husband?
Ah, that's a good point.
It doesn't seem like he's going to be fucking this girl. I guess
maybe she's
open. She actually came out as gay. And I always kind of thought this maybe the it was second woman that I he's turned. I didn't know if that was going to play out the same way here. And then we had more conversations exploring, you know, would there be jealousy? You know,
what it would take to make it work.
Yeah. Right. And I mean, those were extensive, long, heart-to-heart conversations. But I didn't want her to go through life not having the chance to explore that part of herself. I feel like on the fifth date, I would be like holding hands and like flirty and being like, hey, like, I mean, that's what we did.
I know. Yeah. This
like, remember that one time we held hands?
Because we have this like really great emotional and intellectual connection. I think she's an attractive person, but I'm not finding myself physically or sexually attracted to her. I'm at the point where I really need Grace to meet Shane. I don't know how much of the confusion or disconnect that I'm feeling with Grace right now is secondary to the fact that they haven't met yet. And it feels like I'm living two separate lives. It's like, it's kind of, I'm at a make it or break it point with this.
Did you talk about like maybe when she would be able or be ready to meet me?
No, like, it hasn't come up.
I can't figure out because you've told me that you guys have talked about like.
Then they talked about the baby a little bit.
It would be like co-parenting, right, and stuff like that. So you've talked about those big issues, like the intellectual part of the relationship, but she obviously knows that you have
me. Amanda, do you see how she's sitting on the counter?
She's sitting on the counter, cross-legged, like next to the sink. We get it. You're so fucking tiny.
You're so tiny, and you're just so cool and casual. Like, yeah, I'm bisexual. Like, I'm cool talking about
it. Let me put my nasty fucking bare feet up on the place where, like, we prepare our food, please.
A bare feet? How about your gaping vagina hole that's probably dilated at this point? Talk about clam bake on the top of the dishwasher there. Jesus.
I'm thinking to myself, like, what the hell? There's got to be a bigger reason why Grace doesn't want to meet me. I mean, it's just
because she's gay
and you're she's seen you. She was at your wedding, probably the day where you looked the best in your life, and is like,
I forgot about that. But that's how they knew each other.
It doesn't make any sense. She's been dating Ashley, you know, they've been going okay, but she doesn't want to meet me. But why? And I think that it is very possible that Grace is aiming to try and take Ashley away from me.
Well, you better figure it out, man.
So I'm going to get you out the room.
Oh, God.
Oh, all right, we're at 32-34. Back to the Davis family, the sexiest family in town.
Nick, you know we need help with this thing.
Is she slow?
Since the last 2 years, a lot has changed. We bought a big, beautiful house together.
You mean the three of you women did?
Right.
And let's be honest, the two of you women did.
Yeah.
Danielle bringing in.
Why is every piece of furniture just a giant bed? It's grossing me out.
It's about double the size or more, actually, of our last house. 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, plenty of room.
There's so many couches.
And we officially have a 12.
Well, there's just optimal spots to fuck.
Yeah, I don't like any of this at all.
This is really just an orgy house. 3303.
Yes. Foot wide bed. So everybody get your corner ready.
This is just like 2 king mattresses.
Yeah, this isn't as big a bed as they made it seem like it was going to be. This just looks like a kind of a bigger king. It's not that big. They said it was going to be 12 feet.
Montana kings or something.
California
like that.
King?
This looks like it's 2 queen beds or like a king and a queen just next to each other. You know they aren't changing sheets that often either.
Oh, this is the first time. It smells like cheese on the sheets for sure.
And girl. It just smells like girl.
Sweat.
I mentioned that the only other time they had delivered this bed was for a member of the Denver Nuggets. Do it with the baby in the middle.
Maybe they sleep lengthwise.
What do you mean?
That's how they're setting this up. What? They're
what
sleeping like they're not sleeping like they're sleeping
wide
catty corner to what you think it should be.
So like they're
sleeping sideways on this big bed.
Why?
Well, that's how they have the picture right there. That's what they're, I promise that's what they're about to do.
They're putting their head where I think a side should be.
They're putting the head of the bed is the wall. Is
against the wall. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Right. So they're laying on the, like, they're laying sideways on the bed. They're laying across the bed is what I'm saying.
Right.
Right. But the way the bed is, it looks like they should be lying the other way. Like the normal way you'd lay on a bed.
Oh, I think the headboard would be against the wall. Like where that picture is.
Okay, I think we're saying the same thing.
Same bed isn't something that's...
Well, I don't know, but the baby is definitely in the wet spot, which is gross.
But that's just the way that we like to do it. Because we don't want to have to divide up that time with Nick.
Today, make sure mine's in the middle.
We all have room, plus we have a little bit of extra room because you never know what's gonna happen, right?
No, fucking gross, dude. Danielle's pissed.
Ew. Yeah.
So now that we live together,
someone is liking it.
Also, it must be really nice to actually have the baby because the baby does serve as at least something to talk about, like a buffer where they can all. It's like having a dog.
Like you talked about with a dog, yeah. Oh, God.
With Nick has been, you know, trial and error. But Nick definitely doesn't have a problem with keeping up. And we have...
Yeah, because he doesn't exert himself all day. He gets to just sit and, like, work up all his cum.
A different bed in the house for that reason.
With nothing on the wall.
The sleeping quarters taken care of. We might need to reload the boom boom room, huh?
We can't be calling it that.
Danielle,
we call the intimate room.
We are, you know,
it is the boom room.
It's the boom room.
Special space. I might be up in there, but that's not what I would call it.
As far as the sexual attention that each of my wives receive, it's kind of like in the solar system. Each of the planets revolves around the sun in its own orbit at its own distance. Okay. They don't all receive the same amount of sunlight. But they all receive what they need to remain in their orbit.
This, what? I feel like this is what, how Cordy would put it too. Like every wife is getting exactly what she needs.
Mm.
And we all revolve around the sun. In fact, for the first Halloween episode, wasn't Cody the sun and the wives are the elements?
Ew, they were. And I'm pretty sure Robin was like, was she the phoenix?
She was either water or
she
air.
Was water.
Yeah.
Air. Was she air?
Her and Christine both look like they could each be water or air. I think.
Yeah,
Janelle,
I was gonna say there's an interchangeable.
Janelle was definitely earth because she had like twigs and stuff.
She was like brown.
Brown, like, yeah. And I Mary like was Mary, sun.
Yeah, I feel like Mary had like some sort of like red flamey. Yeah. Like she went like red face or something, right? Yeah.
Well, they dyed Cody's, like they did, someone's painted red, I feel. But it might be
There is some sort of red.
Okay, we're at 34.
Maybe Cody 54. Was the sun. Anyway, okay.
Cody was definitely the sun. You know, oh, he was the sun. Then wait, so it's earth, fire.
Wind.
Okay, so Mary was fire, but Cody was the sun. So him and Mary basically were just twins.
We go forward, maybe we'll meet someone who, you know, is also able to come
I don't
in
think Danielle likes that baby. She's like forcing herself to get near it. She's like, hi, come here,
hi.
Baby.
The way we practice polygamy in our household, I'm not legally married to any of my wives.
Yeah, we
they
know.
Yeah,
you can't say it enough.
And that's this is how you worked it.
I wanted to make sure that the bond between the two of them was as concrete as it could be.
Uh-huh.
It always made sense to me that
I'm
they would
sure
marry
it
each
did.
Other.
And now that
I feel like maybe he was also married before to like a rich woman. And like, if he gets married again, then she won't have to give him spousal support.
Well,
that might be it.
But if he's cohabitating, he could not get it too. There is something to it either. Like
not necessarily. It depends on what state they live in.
Or whatever their decree was.
Yeah. Cause Brad's, stepdad, his ex-wife did the same thing. She refused to marry her new husband because his stepdad was like rich. And so she just never married him. And then the stepdad died and everyone fucking like hated her. She just like, and then she got married to the guy. 35-28.
Danielle has been here for about 2 years. We need to find her a wife too.
2 years already?
I know the plan has always been to date, add more wives and kids.
but I just got married and we just had Vera. I want to enjoy being a first-time mom and a wife for a bit.
Like, you're not a mom.
I don't see why we would need to rush into dating so soon.
Got it. His eyes are going completely different ways.
I was just going to say, does he have a lazy eye? Like, they were going both directly out to either side. That was bizarre.
Yeah, he's like Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers. Which I know you probably haven't seen that, but like his eyes are all like warped in that. 35:52.
Murrayfield.
Right, back to the Murrayfield.
Good.
Here's Samantha, Danielle's sister-in-law, and she's married to a man named Sam.
Danielle's brother.
I'm excited to garden. So I need to tell Samantha that Garrick and I are dating again, and I am a little nervous because Samantha had always been a little bit leery about our choice to live a plural lifestyle. And truthfully, I've had some hesitations myself about just how fast things are moving with Natalia.
Oh, we looked in great. Does me justice.
But I trust her opinion and her advice, and she loves our family, so it means a lot to me.
Maybe we will do a basket with those.
Are these ones?
Yeah, those are pretty.
What's up, Sam?
Hey.
It's
under construction.
How's it going, buddy? Hold on, what's that? I have a construction company. I'm in partnership with Danielle's brother, Sam.
Ooh.
And we pride ourselves in building custom homes. Today, I'm checking up on a job we're doing for a client. I'm excited to see how things are progressing and see how much longer we have on the job. It'll be a perfect time to open up to him and let him know we're dating again. And we're going to be traveling to Mexico to see her soon. Turned out good.
That's
nice. You guys did get some nice work here. Well, thanks, bud. Yeah.
Oh, thanks, yeah.
They sound so comfortable with each other. Oh, yeah, you did some good work. Oh, thanks, bud.
They sound real tight.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. 37:29.
How have you and Sam been?
Good.
Yeah.
What about you and Garrick?
Good. We've kind of started dating again a little bit since things ended with Roberta. We kind of met somebody else.
The sister-in-law is just frozen, like,
so
are things going well? I mean, we're dating a new girl.
So where's this girl from?
She's from Brazil.
Oh my god.
Rio, the same place as
are
her.
You her mouth is really, like, are you noticing this?
Oh, yeah, it's much worse than it was before.
Oh my gosh, Danielle. Danielle.
Another girl from Brazil, huh? Dude, you're crazy, man. Garrick's out of his mind, and I worry that it is history repeating itself.
Mm-hmm.
The dude grows a little horny. Like, just call it like it is.
All right, I'm at 38:44, and we're at, wait, hang on. I'm a little early. Okay, no, we're at 38:34, the Salahuddin family.
All right, that was my mother. She just texted me. She's outside. I'm going to go get her.
And we're on. I don't think my mother will be taking the news quite well, but we've been dating Keisha for a few months now, and our plan is to bring her here and to move forward with her. And I don't want to just pop it up on my mother and blindside her with it. So I wanted to introduce her to the situation now
with
so
cameras
that she can be more prepared for it. She's here.
Hey, Nyla.
Hey, it's so
good. How you doing? My name is Jamila, and Naeem is my third son.
Okay,
yeah, I'm ready. And Naeem is my third son and the fuck-up son, basically.
Uh-huh. I was just going to say, like, let me guess. He's like the middle black
sheep. Definitely ready. Jamila doesn't know that we are actually actively seeking another wife. I know that Naeem did have a conversation with her about us being interested in polygamy, but I don't know to the extent of their conversation.
Well, what do you think about what Naeem was talking to you about, the sister wife? What do you think about it?
Well, if that's what y'all want to do, it's not for me.
I don't like sharing. Mm-hmm. I'm very picky. It's germy to me. I just don't like it. I'm just my opinion. I'm just telling you how I feel.
You said something that is germy. What do you think?
Because when you share with people, everybody has germs. And
I mean, what if the person is clean? That's the premise.
I mean, you know, before you even go into all that, everybody gets tested and do everything.
I'm just laying into it. I'm sorry.
No, but once you say that, once we tell you that we're getting tested and everything, I'm just saying before you start throwing out accusations.
I ain't throwing any accusations.
Oh, you did. You said it was nasty. You said it was germy.
To me, it's germy to me. We all have different diseases, and when you start sharing fluid, body fluids.
So if you don't have any diseases, when y'all
get it. Don't matter. I don't like it. It's still body fluids. It's still body fluids.
pH balance.
I mean, if you want any proof, just look at the amount of herpes that the Brown family got the second that Robin entered the family.
That is true. That is true. I mean, no, I don't like what the mom is saying. Like, as a germaphobe, like, this sounds ridiculous. Everyone's got germs. It's germy. It's gross. It's very close-minded. You could just, I mean, I don't think it's about the germs to the mom, right? It's about, like, you're married. That's a sacred relationship.
Well, she's saying something about pH balance. So she's definitely talking about, like, STDs, I think.
Like, well, vagina. Or, like, the, oh God, remember the crazy family?
Dimitri, the Snowdens.
Yes,
the Snowdens. How do I know that? All right, 4039.
This needs to be changed.
There you go.
Before any type of intimacy happens, that would be
good
something.
With it. Why are you want my approval?
Because I don't want your approval. Exactly. I don't think we need your approval. I just want to know your opinion.
What are you talking about?
It don't matter. Do whatever I say, it don't matter.
My mother thinks that's what Jeremy is because all she's thinking about is sex. She doesn't understand that we're adults and that we already are taking precautions for everything we do. So her just saying that is a statement out of people that just are not open to anything in life.
I think her statement of saying that the lifestyle is Jeremy is ignorant. Hmm? It's ignorant and it comes from a closed mindset.
But Jamila, like, okay, that's we all grew up Muslim. You raised him Muslim.
That is a part of Islam. Like, you got Muslims walking around with 3 and 4 wives. Tons so it's not like foreign.
I never liked it. That's why I.
But you
don't
know it was a thing, though.
Yeah, but I never liked it. I heard about polygamy before. I just never thought it would be involved in my life. Naeem's my son. I love him dearly. But this is a bit much.
Mm. You know who brought it to my attention?
Who?
She did. So please tell me how
did. I was the one who brought the conversation up.
Naeem is a very educated person, but I was very surprised that she was the one to suggest polygamy.
He was not with it initially.
So what made you bring it up? You felt like you wasn't enough for him?
Oh, I know I'm more than enough. It's just that Naeem, he thrives on support. So I noticed that with extra support from me and positive affirmation, words of affirmation. And
girl, you can get some books and some signs and put them up.
Yes, what?
Out of place. That's what you can do.
But here's the point. If he can recognize that when I'm giving it to him and it makes him grow and thrive, and that saying that they're behind every great man is a great woman, then how much greater would he be if there was more than one woman who was supporting him?
I think he need therapy. He lacking not that much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I need therapy for other reasons. He ain't got nothing to do with this.
Jamila's reaction, yeah, exactly. She was very judgmental. I expected the opinion. I didn't expect the judgment. I do see the benefit in it. You see the benefit in it.
The continuity is all over the place with these food and the smoothies here.
Uh-huh. It really is. And also, like, I'm kind of with the mom, not with the Jeremy stuff, but the, you're saying he needs more support and words of affirmation. You're going to need more than just another person coming in to say that. Like, there is something deeper here.
Uh-huh.
He's needing too much, or you're not able to give what he needs. Like, that's the issue.
I mean, aside from what he does.
You talking to her right now? Y'all finished saying?
Naeem is so defensive. Y'all so whatever I say, you gonna get up.
You don't know anything.
Acting like an immature kid.
You don't inquire about anything.
Okay, just educate me, Naeem.
No, what I'm saying is you don't inquire.
Just educate me then.
You gonna let me finish my statement?
This season on
All right, that's it.
He wants to be seen like Nick. He wants to be seen as like very smart and educated. And oh, we're just not listening to the expertise that he can bestow upon us.
Yep.
Ew. Can we watch the season on? Okay. Yes.
Let's see. Oh shit! I just lost it.
Speaking sister wife.
Since Garrett's been here, she made me feel very shut out.
So
I don't know. Yeah.
I think that Natalia wants to take Garrett away. This is scary.
Yikes. I just want to establish that this family definitely needs to add at least two more sister wives. I love them, but this isn't their first rodeo. I'm only 24, and I'm not ready to commit to potential women that we're meeting. It freaks me worse. So how did the last night's date go?
Who's that?
Oh, it's a different couple.
Ew.
Obviously, Justin did tell her that we're married, we're together, so no intimacy until after the commitment ceremony.
Here's the deal, like there are no like one-on-one dates initially.
Do you feel that runway is too soon?
Not anymore. I don't know to put rules on that. She's sexy, and I'm right there next to her. I want it.
I need a minute. I'm a little hot.
Ew.
So who's that? Somebody that Ashley met. I think that she might try to steal Ashley away from me.
I'm scared. But I don't want to be
weak
in front of her.
This is our friend, Jahari.
Y'all making a choice for your own selfish reason.
Is it the lifestyle? You just on the crew?
No, I don't. Which one of us is making the ass out of themselves? Done deal. I don't want to talk anymore.
I don't want to lose you guys. I love you very much.
Just want to make sure you understand that that's not enough.
I'm in love with Garrett, but I don't feel safe being in a polygamous relationship, knowing that you'd still feel afraid.
You told her you're afraid?
Yeah, I did say that.
You could screw me horribly, and I could do the same to you. But we're going to go into this saying, hey, let's not do that. And hopefully, neither one of us does that to each other.
And you trust me with all your heart, and then they trample it. It's just devastating.
Then don't do this, Danielle. Get out.
Jesus. I have to go walk my aunt's dog right now, but I'm excited. Right. I think this is going to be fun. And we still got a lot of brown talk out of that.
Yep. So stay tuned. We'll be, you know, fresh on these episodes. We'll get caught up and we'll keep doing this throughout the season. I'm excited. Yeah. And I don't even want to look at the next season preview because I'm afraid it's going to give me the spoiler that I don't
want.
Yeah,
don't. Okay. It's good. All right. Okay, I'm excited. You're all adults.
Bye-bye, Wally.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.